I'm now joined on the line by Anne Campbell. Good morning, Anne. How are you?
Good morning, Connor. I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on Near FM. And just to explain to our listeners that you're the Honorary Secretary of the Howth and Sutton Horticultural Society, isn't that correct?
That's right, quite a mouthful.
Well, anyway, the reason you're on today is that this weekend you're having your autumn show, isn't that correct?
That's right, we have our autumn show and we hold two shows a year, and our autumn show is on this Saturday.
Right, and whereabouts is it on?
It's held in St. Nessen's School, which is in Baldoyle.
Right, right. And first of all, can you just explain, you know, about the Horticultural Society, how long it's there and all that kind of stuff? What do you do?
Well, the Horticultural Society was set up in 1943, so it's one of the oldest, actually, in Ireland, or maybe in Dublin.
Right.
That's before my time, obviously.
But obviously, yes.
But it was set up during the war to try to encourage people to grow their own vegetables and create their own produce. So these days, actually, there's been a real resurgence in vegetable growing, and there's a huge interest in it now. We hold two shows a year.
Excellent.
Then we have a series of lectures which take place in the winter time. In the summertime, we visit gardens, and in the springtime, we hold a series of workshops which are real hands-on and which generate huge interest, actually.
Right, right. So it's a kind of, it's an all-round, like most societies, you know, be it, drama or whatever, a musical, they usually run, say, from the winter to the spring or something like that. But yours actually goes all the way through the year.
It does. It goes all the way through the year because, really, if you're a gardener, you garden all year long as well. You can't kind of take a break from it. There's always something going on.
Oh, is that where I go wrong, is it, Anne? I thought it was just for a couple of months and you threw out a few bedding plants and then that sorted you. It's not really, is it not? No.
Well, it depends on how you like to garden.
Okay, all right, okay. Well,
we have all sorts of people in the society, you know, people who are interested or have an actual speciality in certain things like alpine plants, and then we have people who are mad into vegetable growing, and then we have people who love pot plants, indoor plants and flowers and things. So really the society tries to cater for all kinds of gardening, and that's why we have so many different events going on.
Right, and okay, so can you explain about this weekend? So on Saturday and Sunday, what can people expect?
Well, the show is actually only on Saturday.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
We just have a one-day show. I mean, it's open, of course, on Friday just for exhibitors to bring in their things. But
All right.
Just Saturday afternoon. Anyone coming to our show is just going to be pretty bowled over by the number of exhibits. We have about 500 exhibits in total, and it would be a lot of fruit and vegetables at this time of the year. A lot of roses and dahlias, actually. In fact, it's worth coming just for the dahlias alone. They're those
right.
big, massive, huge pom-pom things, and they're absolutely super. Then there's home produce, baking, and lots of jams and chutneys and things like that. And, of course, people can buy cakes, and we have tea and coffee and fabulous homemade stuff. There's a great plant sale, and the plant sale, I suppose, is what the show is really famous for, because all these plants are grown by our members and produced by the members. So, for example, if you go to a garden centre, you don't really know how the plant is going to do when you bring it home in your
own
garden.
Yeah.
But these plants have all been grown locally or produced locally.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
So they're used to the kind of climate that we
right,
have.
Right, okay.
They're used to sea breezes and the kind of altitude that we have here. So you kind of know you're off to a good start if you buy a plant from our plant sale.
Yeah, I suppose that is, because, like, I know when, you know, if I go to the garden centre or whatever, you know, you have to ask, will this suit my soil type or whatever it is, you know, or where can I put it? So these are all locally grown, so...
They are, yeah, they're all contributed by our members. And, you know, we do have a very special thing here because we're close to the sea in Howth and Sutton.
Yeah.
So you have to take that into consideration whenever you're planting something.
Right, okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. And
yeah, I mean, we also have photography, we've arts and crafts, and we have a big junior section where children can enter. And this is hugely supported by our local national schools. And lots of the children enter pictures or photos or creatures they've made from shells and all kinds of categories there.
Brilliant. And is it? Does it cost anything to get in? Is this, or can you just turn up and it's free in, or is there a small cover charge?
There's a cover charge of €2 to non-members.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
It's free for members of the society,
and
it's also free for children.
Right, okay. Well, Anne, thanks very much for taking the call. And just to say that it's on this Saturday from 2:30 to 4:30.
That's right.
And it's where did you say, St. Nessun's?
In St. Nessun's School in Balladoyle.
Yeah, that's off
which is a well-known secondary school in Balladoyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we'd really welcome visits from members of the public. You know, it's a very interesting afternoon, a great way to spend an afternoon.
Yeah, especially as most of the summer plants, you might have got, you know, kind of September and a bit of October out of them, but at the moment I don't think that's going to happen. So it'd be a good time to just call down and see, you know, what you could actually just change them into for kind of winter
Absolutely.
Plants or whatever.
And the other thing is that our plant stall is run by a gang of absolute experts, so you can ask them any question under the sun about plants and you'll be guaranteed an answer.
Great. Well, Anne, all the very best, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again, and thanks for coming on Near FM. Thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Connor.
No
Bye.
Bother. Cheers. Thanks very much. That, of course, was Anne Campbell, who is the Honorary Secretary of the Howth and Sutton Horticultural Society, and we wish them all the very best with that. And I think we'll go back to the 70s.